is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There were clouds of smoke over the Gaza sky today as the Israeli army intensified its attacks on Hamas targets. Meanwhile, CBS's Charlie Daggett says Israel is committed to rescuing hostages taken by Hamas.
The search is not only on for more than 200 hostages, but those behind their abduction. That means any Hamas member anywhere, says former Mossad intelligence chief Chaim Tomer.
There have been those, including the prime minister, who said that everybody responsible for this will be hunted down.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yes, but it might take a couple of years.
A couple of years.
Yeah. We are able to get to everybody.
He told us trying to find intelligence leading to the hostages in the middle of an active war zone is like a mission impossible.
Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes tonight that the U.S. will not be distracted from its commitments to Ukraine, even as it helps Israel.
We are as committed to Ukraine as we've always been, to authorize additional aid to defend itself against Russia's unprovoked aggression. That is not going to waver.
A federal judge tonight has reinstated a partial gag order that she imposed on Donald Trump in the criminal case accusing Trump of trying to illegally overturn his 2020 election defeat. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Trump wants the freedom to speak to this issue, even if it means disparaging the judge, prosecutors, and potential witnesses.
Leaders of the United Auto Workers Union have given their blessing to a tentative agreement with Ford, says WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Most Ford workers will make $40 an hour by the end of the deal, not including a $5,000 ratification bonus and enhanced profit sharing. UAW President Sean Fain says they were also able to get more parts workers up to full pay and pave the way to organize battery plants.
We went to Ford with the goal of not leaving a dime on the table, and we accomplished that.
Ford also committed to $8 billion in new investments. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
15 people were shot early this morning on Chicago's West Side at a big Halloween party. Police Commander William Betancourt.
Victims and witnesses did relate that the suspect was ejected from the party, and he came back a few minutes later with a gun and began to shoot.
Two of the victims at this hour are in critical condition. Police say they have arrested the shooter. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square in Madison. Get all your printing and shipping needs there or at theupsstore.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Droids Attack. We'll have information about their new beer in just a couple of minutes. It's a double dip of Droids Attack to kick off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Droids Attack, Sci-Fi or Die. Baram Estrada before that. Droids Attack and Starkweather Brewing Company just released a brand new beer, Astro Glider APA. The beer is available at Starkweather Brewing on Atwood Avenue or on Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Stop by, have a pint, tell Brad Van congratulations on yet another handcrafted beer from Madison. How cool is that? Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we got music from The Gusto. We'll do some Zeroed Hero, some Helion Prime, and we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Abaddon's End is playing a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar in Viola, Wisconsin. This coming Saturday, it's a Halloween show, Saturday, October 28th. We'll hear their new song, Absence in Adolescence, right after the anthem from Iron Plow. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where have you gone? What have you been?
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sheepin' stoic, reeling pro. Crushing slow like velvet. Elvis is singing, my ears ringing. A hunk of burned out love. Ashes rising, no surprises.
The keys at the end of the song. Zeroed Hero, their brand new song called Bloody on Max Inc. Heavy. The Gusto before that with Baby Come On. We want you to play your music on Max Inc. Radio. Get us your music. Maybe you would like to perform live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, or maybe we can sponsor your next live event. All the information is waiting for you right now at maxincradio.com. While you're there, be sure to check out all the podcasts, music news, and grab the Civic Media app and put that in your mobile device right now. Check it out. It's all at maxincradio.com. We're going to invite a Mad Rollin' Doll over to open a box of wine with us. That's coming up next on Max Inc.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm feeling light, feeling lit, feeling high. I fill my glass and raise it high. Ruby red spit in my eye. Don't know why I
gentleman is so rough. Ain't stopped in war because of bodily harm. I feel hard for Matt Rowland Dow. Smacked down by Matt Rowland Dow. Shaped up by Matt Rowland Dow. You know I feel hard for Matt Rowland Dow.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Surface of a world that never ceases to inspire. A mind can't help but try to understand and find the reasons why the forces in our universe reside. Within the way that a lightning strike can be magnetized, how we're all held down, rooted to the ground, living safe.
Question one.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That was Helion Prime and The Final Theory. Of course, Mary Zimmer there on vocals. Awesome. The Rotten Tommies and Mad Trucker God Mad before that. Not Dead Yet, The Grand Fury and New Rogue Rat all on the way before 11 o'clock, at which time it will be time for Essential Last Crack. And I want to know what your Essential Last Crack is. Tell me what your two favorite songs are. And if I play your two songs, I'll hook you up with a Civic Media t-shirt. Head over to MaxIncRadio.com and tell me what your essential last crack is right now. While we do that, we'll do some classic Sky Road Fly and their song Drift King. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm
From their latest album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, that is A Pawn in the Hand. Brand new Rogue Rat on Max Inc. Heavy. They just played a show today down at the Mad Farm Moto in downtown Brooklyn. From all accounts, it was pretty cool. Essential Last Crack is coming up right after the news. Right now, Johnny Cashed Out. It's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app,
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but